Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. What an unusual background, I just couldn't resist it. Anyway, this is about His Majesty's government's plans to allow people at the age of 16 to cast their ballot in Westminster elections, probably all elections actually. Now, for several years, North Britain permitted people to vote at 16, actually more than several, methinks even as far back as 2014, when there was the Caledonian referendum on breaking up the United Kingdom, people were allowed to cast a vote at 16 there. But note that Holyrood could only permit that for elections that were particular to Scotland, not to Westminster elections, in which, of course, Scotland participates, because it's a reserve matter, votes for Westminster elections. There's this curious situation pertains to the United Kingdom, but the different electoral systems for the Northern Ireland Assembly, the Scottish Parliament, Westminster, other bodies, and so forth. Right, so the major change has been announced, and already mid-Britain for several years has allowed people to cast ballots at the age of 16. Now, this is very curious, because when there was a voting age at all, it was 21. That's when one attained man's estate, or indeed woman's estate. And that was only lowered the age of legal majority to 18 in 1969, again by a Labour government. Was it for partisan advantage under Harold Wilson? Probably. Didn't stop Labour winning the 1970 election. But when 21 was the voting age, the age of legal majority, that was about halfway through your lifespan that was set. People died much, much younger. But now 16 is maybe a fifth of the way through your lifespan. People are living so long. Another point. When 21 was set as the voting age, some people were working from the day they could walk. No one went to school a single day. But these days, people aren't even allowed to work full-time at 16. They have to stay in education or an apprenticeship until the age of 18. So it's preposterous to be reducing it. When we've actually taken away from lots of rights of children, so-called protecting them, to leave education, to have a full-time career, they're not even allowed to marry with parental permission at 16, which I would have allowed, actually, and so on. It's been attacking their rights. They're not allowed to smoke. So more and more rights have been deprived from them. So we've infantilized them. In a sense, childhood has been extended into their 20s because people are vulnerable young people. For example, at almost every university, a professor having an intimate liaison with an undergraduate or even a postgraduate is a sacking offence. It's not yet illegal. Anyway, this is ridiculous. So we shouldn't not be making them children like that. They should have greater responsibility, but as they might work a few hours part-time at 16, but nobody works part-time. And the thing is, nobody works full-time. I would say those who don't pay tax or have never paid tax shouldn't be allowed to vote. I would allow pensioners to vote because they have. Now, so this is it, saying that young people, they lack life experience, their cognitive faculties aren't developed, and I know someone who studied a bit of brain science has told me about this, that people don't stop and think, they don't consider the way they react. That's why they do rash things. They're very foolish. They're finding their feet, prove themselves. They're showing off. They're establishing independence. That's why they're quite rebellious and tend to be radical in their political thinkings. Radical's meant to be an evil thing, according to the Labour Tory establishment. So anyway, Labour's in favour. The Liberal Democrats are definitely in favour, have been for some years. The Conservatives are against, and the Reform United Kingdom. Now, how would it impact the forthcoming election? Well, had it been the case at the last election, Labour would have gained an additional 7 seats. Now, that's not making a great difference in an election they won by so much. They got 411 seats that would have equaled Blair's 418 record. The 7 seats might make the difference next time, because at the moment, Reform United Kingdom is going to win. The polls show Reform UK getting 34% of the vote, out ahead in front of Labour, way in front of the Conservatives. And the way the cookie crumbles is all about the difference between the biggest party and the second biggest party in percentage points. It's not the overall share of the vote. For various reasons, or perhaps Adam Brayton in another video, I don't think it's going to be that high for Reform UK. Labour is going to do badly, but I think they will cling on narrowly, by 10 or 20 seats to a majority. Of course, it's a fool's errand to forecast it so far out. Remember what Harold Wilson said, a week is a long time in politics. Well, therefore, 4 years is a virtual eternity. So Reform UK would have been deprived of one of their seats. That's assuming 16 and 17-year-olds' voting behaviour would mirror that of the slightly older age cohort those who are 18 to 24. But turnout is low the younger you go. So about 1.5 million people aged 16 and 17 will therefore have the right to vote at the next Westminster election. And bank cards issued in the United Kingdom will be permissible as a form of ID. It has got the name, but wait a second, it's got no photo, anyone could borrow it. So you've had to opt in to register as a voter, and the government says they'll probably make that automatic. This is part of a bill which would also change donations, and that's partly to advantage Labour. So they will have to verify donations of over £500 from unincorporated associations. Incorporated associations are very difficult, are different, it's very complex. There are some loopholes about how share companies can donate. They will increase the timescale for casting a postal ballot. People are able to cast it, I think, up to 14 days, not 11 days before the election. That's not working days, it's 14 days. So those could be weekends or public holidays. But this party would benefit the Greens most. I mean, the 16, 17-year-olds, more of a vote Labour than any other party. But the Greens would do really well out of them. Considering the Greens got, 5% of the vote? The Greens would get a much higher share of the vote than that. I don't want to be disrespectful to youngsters. You can be wise at 16, you could be stupid and unwise at 60. So and realise that age isn't everything. But then they're not contributing to society in the same way. And actually, when I was 16, I was sagacious enough to say, no, people of my age shouldn't be allowed to vote. I mean, 16, why not 14, 12, 10, 2, birth? In utero? I don't know. I realise that's reductio ad absurdum. There's got to be some sort of minimum age limit. It's debatable what that is. We can't prove scientifically when tipping point comes, when most people are apt to vote. Goodness. So what do you think? Should this be allowed or not? It would help Labour, is very likely. It'd be bad for the Reform UK. It'd be extremely bad for the Conservatives. So that's what's going to happen. Probably depressed turnout, you know. Ever since they've extended the vote, fewer and fewer people have valued it, have turned out, and so on. So unsurprisingly, Reform United Kingdom does not welcome it, or the Conservative and Unionist Party, who are heavily reliant on people who are of a more advanced age. So Iran and the Philippines have had votes of 15 for decades. Andorra has got the oldest voting age in the world, 25. Of course, it would suit the Conservative Party to raise the voting age to 65, at which stage people are more likely to vote Conservative than for any other party. So we shall see. There also might be gratitude from youngsters that Labour is permitting them to vote. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate a PayPal to me, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.